Greetings and welcome to the Snow Say Podcast, where we say stuff about snow, mountains, businesses, startup businesses, and pretty much life. This is the very first episode of this podcast, so this is the pilot, if you will. We're kind of just going to see what sticks and what everyone enjoys listening to as we create this podcast and go on this journey of creating a business. Snowsay has been a company for about 4 years. We've been tracking the workings of other startup outdoor companies across the world. The Snowsay in its current form right now is going to focus on companies based in the Rocky Mountains. Utah is full of entrepreneurs, and a lot of these entrepreneurs make outdoor companies from skis, snowboards, goggles, climbing gear, everything that you can do in Utah. There's a company that's coming out with it. So this Snow Say podcast, I want this to be it's going to be a mixture maybe of a startup podcast where he chronicles his journey of creating a business. That's what this is going to be. I'm going to try to use this as to help myself commit to creating content and reaching out to companies and dealing with the struggles of what entrepreneurs struggle with, which in a large sense is commitment and just persevering through all the challenges that you run into and making sure that you choose the right ones to attack in the right order. I find myself doing all sorts of things I think that are related to starting my business, but in reality, they don't really help anything. So Snowsay is a part of an incubator at the Foundry. In Salt Lake City. It's a nonprofit out of that's called Quater, and it's going to help several businesses get off the ground, define metrics, key indicators, and we'll see after about 8 weeks of meeting where everyone is on this. So what do I want the listener to get out of this? Hopefully my listeners are other people who are interested in companies who are local, making skiing, snowboarding, climbing, outdoor products right in their backyard. People who want to interact with the people who make their gear. I know that my skis are designed to tear up Snowbird. That's awesome. I can go talk to the owner. I can get a specific shape. I can get some camber tweaked on this. I want people to be able to get to know who makes their gear. And some people don't even know that these companies are in their backyard. Snowsay came about because I just started searching Facebook for engineering jobs that I would work for free, and I was just trying to find companies based in Salt Lake City. I found lots of small ones. I found lots of big ones that I didn't even know that were based in Utah. So I just went looking for Montana, Colorado, Utah, other places that I have lived or I would move to still enjoy the winter snow. So yeah, I've started creating a list, curating the list. My Twitter feed is essentially retweets from companies, giveaways from companies, and news that they're about their companies, what kind of gears coming out. And I noticed that a lot of companies are pretty much in the same boat as me. They don't have a lot of marketing money. So this is Snowsay is going to help market for these companies. We'll do stories about these companies, podcasts, interviews, reviews of their gear, and maybe throw out some deals every once in a while, and help these companies get big enough so they can get into the local shops where the local store owners don't have to take as big of risk if they know the brand and they know their customers have been asking about it, and they can go ahead and buy some of their inventory and use a local brand instead of a China-made brand or someone else that you might not be able to get a close connection with as you could if you just want to go to the local pub and have a drink with the guy who pressed your skis. So that's what Snowsay is about. This podcast and this website will also be just about starting this business, running into obstacles, doing things that make me uncomfortable, like recording a podcast and editing it with hearing my own voice. contacting people, cold calling people, a lot of the things that good entrepreneurs do. You can pick up 100 books about this. This podcast will be a real-time reflection, a real-time analysis of my business. What do I want this to be? I've already accomplished one major goal of SnowSay. I got to attend SIA in Denver this past January, and that's always been a trip I've always wanted to take. My uncle's own a ski shop. I've always thought about going. This time I got to go as a buyer. Met Jamie Lynn, Mark Frank Montoya, Jeremy Jones. Got to go skiing at Copper Mountain, snowboarding at Copper Mountain, did demos. It was a great time. And if I can just keep SnowSay in the industry, be relevant in the industry, learn SEO, learn how to code a little bit, make some YouTube videos, make some podcasts, I think those are a good hobby. Life isn't anything without challenges, so that'll be what to expect from SnowSay, a little bit of everything, a little bit of just improving life through making a business and measuring stuff. And each week, what we'll try to do, or whenever this podcast decides their frequency, we'll give you some of the top news from the companies that we follow, and then probably I'll talk about some of the problems that the SnowSay is addressing in the creation of its business and getting to where we want to be. So yeah, let's, from the startup company news wise, it's summertime, not a whole lot going on as new product releases, but a lot of companies are trying to sell last year's product. Kitten Factory, they're making their skis downtown Salt Lake in a warehouse. Two engineers who met that came from the East Coast, met in the university program, the engineering program at the University of Utah, and decided to make some skis. They've been making skis for probably about 5 years. They got a pretty unique name, Kitten Factory. Their top sheets look awesome. Their designs are awesome. Their video edits are awesome. And now you can get all of last year's skis for about 40% off on their website. So that's a big deal in the Salt Lake City news business. Some of the other companies that we have listed on our site that are we've built relationships with, so we've put some of their, we just link some of their stuff on our site. Then you guys can buy it from our site or go to their site and buy it, however you want to do it. But the Grassroots POW Surfers, Jeremy Jensen, has been pretty much pushing this sport to a new level for the last few years. He's the one making the best boards. He's the one doing the best tricks on these guys. No bindings, no magnets, just his snowboard boots and these big wooden POW surfers that he hand shapes in his own shed and up in Logan, Utah. It's crazy to watch him do some of the stuff he does. Taking a spill on one of these POW surfers is not like a snowboard spill. You're gonna have to go chase down your board. You've got to have a leash on there. So one day we'll have Jeremy on here and he can talk about how he's really single-handedly pushing this sport to the mainstream by building the boards and progressing with his tricks. And since we pretty much are just doing this podcast for the first time, the top five issues that I guess SnowSay is facing right now is, number one, I've got to figure out my SEO strategy and keywords and make sure that my website is getting crawled by Google and getting checked by Google. I don't show up right now on SpyFoo, so I'm working on that, getting some sort of ranking, and I've got to figure out a keyword strategy. I'm sort of piecing this all together from some SEO for Dummy books that I remember reading in the past before I actually put it to action and just Googling around and searching for it. So I'm probably going to head to the library, get another book, and find some other resources out there. And I'll let everyone know which ones work the best for me and which ones I didn't really use at all. But yeah, SpyFu right now and Google Trends is something I'm using to help fill up my metadata and my keywords on Snowsay, which I use another Salt Lake company that created their company in an incubator called Squarehook. And they've got a pretty easy drag and drop tool that I'm using. I'm still learning some coding issues for the website, but number one is SEO, and that's number two problem is my content. For my SEO to rank, I need to have links, I need to have some content to drive traffic to the website. No one's finding the website for several reasons, and so now I have to start making content. I wasn't really thinking that I was going to make content when I first started this, as the amount of snowboard videos is probably amassed the point where I cannot even watch all the snowboard movies that have been made if I watch them all until the day I die. There's so many edits out there. It's great to see everyone tearing it up and making edits and sharing it with their friends and their companies and their sponsors and media outlets. There's just so much. I remember when there was only a handful of VHS tapes that would come out every year, and that was all you got to watch for the whole year to get your stoke. And now you can watch 50 a day before you even head up the mountain. You can watch YouTube edits, Vimeo edits, all day every day for years, and you won't even run out. So that's where I'm at right now. I changed my stance on content, and now I'm making podcasts. I've got my GoPro in the mail to do some bike edits, some snowboard edits, and just work on taking cool photos. That's another skill that I picture myself I would like to have. So I'm using this business to jump off and teach myself coding and Photoshop and Illustrator. So that's it. Number two is content for Snowsay. So that's, I'll be following these how-to podcast websites and links and classes. I signed up for the Executive on Fire podcast class that will happen in about 9 days, it looks like, next Thursday. So I'll see how that works, let you guys know how that works. And this is the podcast, so hopefully it'll get better as I listen to these guys, these experts, and take notes. My third problem, probably another big one, is that there's companies listed on my website. I have to prove to them that I'm solving a problem for them, a marketing problem, an exposure problem, audience problem. I'm going to try to help solve that problem for them and help maybe define that problem. I'm still looking for data to validate that that's what I think the problem is. I'm looking through keyword research is how I'm going about that to figure out where everybody ranks. Is backcountry just outranking everyone so no one can find these local companies? Is targeting through Facebook and Instagram the best way to go? I don't know any Instagram advertising basics right now, so I'll be moving to that soon. Snapchat, I have to get with the program and kind of implement Snapchat. But I need to be able to provide value and a solution to my potential customers, which are the companies who I want to list their product and help get the word out for them, and the people who want to buy these, who want to support these. Who's my target audience? I gotta be able to define that and make sure that I know that as well as I possibly can. And if that's what these small companies, they're not able to take the time to do their marketing because they're actually making these handcrafted skis and snowboards, and they're making the product. They're not marketers, so I want to take that off their hands and provide a really well-performing solution. And we'll be documenting that through this whole process, how I go about finding that, tweaking it, pivoting if I need to, and sharing the results of how to start a business. I mean, there's a million podcasts that are doing stuff just like this? Why not have a million more and document my journey and proof that it works? It can be a scientific process starting a business. Just test and try, fail, test and fail, test and fail until you find what works. That's the goal. So now I'll go try to upload this podcast, give it a name, and follow all these tutorials that I found on the internet. And I'll share my struggles next podcast. Hope to see you next time. Thank you. This is the Snosay Podcast, a startup about startups.